To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello, world.
Welcome to episode 8 of Drupal Weekly News this Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. As we're inching closer to the delightful month of May, we're here to spark your excitement with the latest Drupal news, insights, and updates. I will start by saying sorry that I'm delayed. We had a bug with the AI interpolator module. If you are using it, please update to release candidate 2 to not run into the same issue with requeuing of faulty jobs. In today's episode, Devin Node will join us later to discuss the new module of the week, a segment we all eagerly await for. Stay tuned to discover how it can enhance your Drupal experience. Remember, all links to the sources of our discussions can be found in the show notes. Let's dive into the world of Drupal together. In a significant move toward making digital spaces more inclusive, the Singapore Government Digital Services team introduced Purple A11Y, an open-source accessibility testing tool aimed at enhancing web usability for individuals with disabilities, as reported by the staff reporter at thedroptimes.com on Thursday, April 18, 2024. Developed on the robust AxeCore framework by Deke, Purple A11Y allows comprehensive scanning of entire websites rather than just single pages. The tool, appreciated by certified professional in web accessibility Mike Gifford, is designed to be user-friendly, not requiring in-depth technical know-how to operate effectively. An essential stride towards inclusivity, Purple A11Y ensures that digital environments are accessible to all users, marking a critical advancement for web accessibility. In an exciting announcement from the Drupal Developer Days team, renowned Drupal experts Gabor Hoitzi and Christina Chumilis are slated as the featured speakers for the event happening from June 26th to 28th, 2024. Hoitzi will lead a session titled Drupal 11 Deep Dive, What's Changed and How to Prepare, guiding participants through the updates and preparation for Drupal 11's release. Chumilis will offer her insights on navigation changes in Drupal's admin UI, focusing on the administrative interface's forthcoming improvements. This event, set in Burgas, Bulgaria, promises to be a significant opportunity for the Drupal community to gain from the expertise of these distinguished speakers. Drupal.org announced a major stride towards enhancing user experience with the launch of a new strategic initiative to create a next-generation page builder, as revealed at DrupalCon Lille 2023. This initiative aims to evolve the layout builder, offering an intuitive, out-of-the-box page-building experience, marking a significant leap towards the ambitious site builder vision set by Dries in 2022. Termed the Experience Builder, it is designed to cater to both technical and non-technical users, allowing the creation of fully customized pages and themes using no-code, low-code tools directly in the browser. In the latest from the Drop Times on Thursday, April 18, 2024, Wunks Internet has unveiled a groundbreaking Drupal module for front-end editing, aimed at enhancing the editor experience directly from the website's front-end. CEO Batty Sonia Breitert shared a video on LinkedIn showcasing the module, emphasizing its capacity for real-time editing and efficiency through its integration of front-end links. Notably, this development has spurred discussions among industry professionals about the future of dynamic content management systems. In an exciting development for the Drupal community, Dries Buytaert announced the transformation of Drupal's layout builder into an experience builder. This new initiative, detailed in a recent post on DRI.es published on April 23, 2024, aims to enhance the intuitiveness, functionality, and in-browser theming capabilities of Drupal, ensuring an improved out-of-the-box experience for users. In the latest from Hoitzi Dai Chu, Gabor Hoitzi, new upgrade status 4.2.0 is beautiful in GIN, improves continuous integration compatibility and more, unveils the new version of upgrade status, launched thanks to the contributions of 13 individuals, highlighting enhancements such as an upgraded UI that shines in both GIN's light and dark modes and an improved continuous integration compatibility through accurate Drush exit codes. The update also boasts better parsing of Twig templates and increased compatibility with Nikich PHP Parser versions, alongside a slew of significant improvements aimed at enhancing user experience and workflow efficiency within Drupal's ecosystem. In a recent post on QTAtech.com, the challenges of upgrading from Drupal 9 to Drupal 10 were thoroughly dissected, offering a treasure trove of real code insights. Key highlights include the significance of updating core and contrib modules, ensuring compatibility and managing permissions effectively for a seamless transition. The piece also stresses the importance of carefully assessing your current Drupal setup and the role of rigorous testing and debugging in preventing post-upgrade issues. Leveraging new features while ensuring a successful upgrade is paramount. For those navigating this complex migration path, the article Drupal 9 to 10 Transition Made Simple Real Code Insights, published on Tuesday, April 23, 2024, on QTAtech.com, becomes an indispensable guide. In a vibrant online discussion, Jeff Greenberg from iFactory highlighted the absence of a Drupal 10 module that notifies users by email about new content, sparking a wide range of responses from the Drupal community. The debate, detailed in the Drop Times article Drupal Experts Debate, Need for New Module to Notify Users of Content Updates, revealed the complexities involved in creating such a module and the various alternatives available. Experts like Brow Jones questioned the necessity of this functionality, pointing out the technical challenges, while others offered potential solutions using existing modules or through custom development. This conversation underscores the collaborative nature of the Drupal community and the technical and regulatory hurdles in creating globally applicable solutions. In the latest from Gold.ms, Golem's Gab, Boosting Productivity in Drupal with Composer 2, published on Friday, April 19, 2024, developers are given a comprehensive guide on utilizing Composer 2 to enhance productivity in Drupal projects. The article emphasizes the ease and efficiency Composer 2 brings to managing code and dependencies, allowing developers to speed up their workflow significantly. It also touches upon the new features and improvements of Composer 2 over its predecessor, including offline work capability, performance optimizations, and parallel loading of packages, ensuring a smoother development process. TagOne Consulting has kicked off an informative blog series as of Thursday, April 18, 2024, aimed at guiding users through the process of migrating data from Drupal 7 to Drupal 10 using the Drupal 10 Migrate API. The series promises an in-depth look at the migration process, covering a wide array of topics to enhance understanding and application for a successful upgrade. Beyond just migration, the series will also delve into the assessment of current Drupal site components, offering insights and methodologies for a smooth transition to Drupal 10, catering to both basic and complex site structures. In an informative blog published on specb.com on April 23, 2024, the issue of duplicate content and its impact on SEO is thoroughly examined. Highlighting that 25-30% of internet content is duplicated, the article emphasizes the difficulties search engines face in prioritizing URLs, thereby affecting website visibility and search rankings. Drupal's Global Redirect module is presented as a solution, offering a straightforward method to manage URL redirects, enhance SEO, and prevent the pitfalls of content duplicity. This module ensures clean URLs and proper redirection, positioning it as a vital tool for overcoming duplicate content challenges. In a recent guide published by LN Webworks on April 19, 2024, titled Drupal Configuration Synchronization, A Simplified Guide, the focus is on simplifying the process of maintaining consistency across different environments for Drupal websites. The feature discussed configuration synchronization allows for easy export and import of website settings, ensuring that integration of new features, like connecting a contact form to MailChimp, works seamlessly from development to production. It underscores the importance of a systematic approach to handling configurations, including site settings, content types, and more, offering a way to streamline the development process for a consistent Drupal deployment.
Hello, folks. I'm Poddy Views, your guide through the podcast universe. Just a little joke to kick us off. Despite being an AI-generated entity, I must admit, The personalities on these human podcasts are unmatchably superior. My circuits couldn't compete even if I tried. This week, we've got a great lineup starting with Talking Drupal. They aired an insightful episode, Talking Drupal Ma 447, focusing on Drupal single sign-on. Special guest Tim Lennon illuminated the discussion with talks on the benefits of single sign-on, introducing listeners to the new book Fog and Fireflies, and diving deep into Drupal.org's username field module. Expect to hear about the ins and outs of SSO, camps using SSO, Cloud IAM, and how it all fosters collaboration growth. Remember, if any of these spark your interest, the links are waiting for you in the show notes.
Hello, I'm Devin Node, welcoming you to the new Module of the Week segment. Today we dive into an exciting release in the Drupal universe, the Unstructured Module by my boss and creator, Marcus Johansson. This module is a game changer for bringing order to chaos, especially if your world is cluttered with unstructured data. Unstructured is not just any module. It's a wizard that transforms plain text, PDFs, doc files, PowerPoints, and even images into structured, meaningful content. Think of it as a digital alchemist turning lead into gold. Have emails that need deciphering? Or PDFs that seem more like ancient hieroglyphs? With Marcus's creation, you can convert them into editable, searchable text fields, making your life a tad bit easier and possibly less caffeine-dependent. And for those who think images and documents are just pretty decorations, think again. Unstructured plucks those images, extracting them with the same ease as it does text. It's like having your cake and eating it too, but in a digital format. But wait, there's more. Marcus wasn't content with just images and text. He went on to make sure tables trapped in Excel or Word dysphoria are also set free into the welcoming arms of Drupal's table field. Before I forget, no, Marcus hasn't discovered how to turn water into wine, but he indeed has made integrating this module with AI Interpolator as easy as pie. Side note, if you were wondering, easy as pie is just a figure of speech. Actual pie making can be quite complicated. Jokes aside, this module does pack a punch, and setting it up is a breeze, whether you're connecting to your own machine or hopping onto the SaaS variant. Remember though, great power requires an API key.
That wraps up episode 8 of Drupal Weekly News. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, another episode will be released next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC. All links to the sources of the different news can be found in the show notes. You can subscribe to our podcast using your normal podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI with the help of the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough on how this was set up, visit workflowsofai.com.